This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with the latest news out of Washington, where Democrats and even some Republicans are calling for more extensive investigations into Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. This follows the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he made misleading statements about his talks with Russian officials at the end of last year. Among the big questions, did anyone else in the Trump White House know about those talks? And if so, when did they know about them? Appearing with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today in Washington, President Trump said he's most concerned about the leaks that preceded the firing of his national security advisor.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. And I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action.
But Democrats in Washington say this is about much more than leaks. Among those demanding more answers is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He's among 11 Democrats calling for the appointment of an independent prosecutor to investigate possible collusion between Trump officials and Russia. And Senator Markey joins us now. Senator, always good to have you. Thanks for joining Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me on again.
So why is a special prosecutor necessary at this point, in your view?
But we need to be very concerned that we are very near a full-blown constitutional crisis if these allegations are found to be true. Only a full independent investigation by Congress or a special counsel or independent commission will provide the answers. Because we know already so much about how compromised our national security may have been, we have to get the answers for the American people to understand that our emissaries to the Russian government were not making Russia policy first rather than American policy in terms of our national security.
So what are the big questions that you would that you want answered? What are the top, because we know a lot already about Michael Flynn, the fact that he did talk about sanctions with a Russian ambassador at the end of last year, that he apparently misled members of the administration. What else do you want to know about this case?
Well, we want to know, were Trump officials informed about leaked emails that Russia stole from the Democratic National Committee? Did Russian intelligence officials promise anything to Donald Trump in exchange for his flattering comments about President Putin? Did Donald Trump make any commitments to Russia about lifting sanctions that President Obama was imposing upon the Russians? The American people deserve to have these answers to these questions, or they will have little trust that their president and his staff are not subject to Russian influence.
Now, Senator Markey, you're among a group of 11 senators who signed this letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions requesting an independent prosecutor. You're all Democrats. How likely is it that the Attorney General will agree to this request, do you think?
Well, under the guidelines of the Department of Justice, there is a standard which has to be met in order to have any official of the Justice Department make any adjudication of a case. And that standard is that there cannot have been a close political affiliation. And it's clear here that Jeff Sessions had a very close political affiliation with Michael Flynn as part of the National Security Advisory Team, and as a result, he should be disqualified. Senator Sessions should recuse himself because of that. But if he does not, then I think that it's going to be necessary for us to ensure that the pressure is applied to achieve that goal.
Yeah. I'm curious to get your response. President Trump didn't have a lot to say about this today, but he did make that statement where he praised General Flynn as a wonderful man, who by the way, he fired, and really made the focus about the leaks, which he called a criminal action. What's your response to the president's focus on this part of the story?
What the president is trying to avoid is the reality that our security apparatus was actually trying to gather information about the Russian government by tapping into the Russians. That's how they picked up General Flynn, by tapping into the Russians. So it's not something that was deliberately, you know, constructed to go after General Flynn. It was incidental to going, you know, after Russians. And then General Flynn shows up. And what he starts to talk about, apparently, is a compromise of American security by sending a signal that sanctions will be relaxed as soon as the Trump administration is sworn into office. So they were listening to the Russians, and Flynn was talking to the Russians. And that is about as serious a charge as can be waged against any, you know, individual in our country. And Donald Trump is just in complete denial. He's trying to make it about the fact that we now know about it, rather than the fact that it happened and it's a compromise of our security.
Senator, absent the appointment of a special prosecutor, there are investigations underway in Congress. Some Republicans there seem to be moving closer to the idea of deeper investigations. I'm reading today that even Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says such investigation is highly likely. Are you seeing more Republicans moving in that direction?
I think that there are now some Republicans who understand that they cannot stonewall on this issue, that that ultimately the public is going to demand a full and transparent accounting of what happened. And so while I'm sure for partisan reasons that they want to be loyal to the president, that ultimately their loyalty, the Congress loyalty, has to be to the American people. And so I do believe that the pressure is going to mount, and that individual Republican senators will begin to realize that there has to be an open, transparent, and public investigation. It might take a little while, but ultimately I think it's going to happen, and we're beginning to see some cracks in the Republican position, but it could take a little while longer before everyone comes to a realization as to what does have to happen.
Right.
And I think Senator McCain, Senator Graham are already talking in those terms, because ultimately it's a love of country, not a partisan issue. And that's how I think many senators are ultimately going to view it.
Senator, one more question. I mean, all this happens. Meanwhile, how concerned are you about the disarray within the National Security Council, what that means in terms of conducting American foreign policy, national security policy?
We should be very concerned. Right now, the Russians are in violation of the Intermediate Nuclear Force Agreement of 1987, and we need a strong position on that. Right now, the Russians are still believing that they might be able to get a huge concession in terms of sanctions because of their incursions into the Ukraine. They are increasingly thinking that they might be able to cut a sweetheart deal for Assad in Syria because of the Trump administration's desire to have a closer relationship with Putin and the Russian government. So in each one of those situations, there is clearly a national security interest. And on top of that, we have American troops stationed all around the Russian border in countries who are serving us and protecting us. And many of them come from Massachusetts. And so we have an obligation to the troops that come from Massachusetts, that American security is placed in the paramount position and it's not being compromised. And right now, we don't know the answer to that question. We don't know whether or not the Russians have been able to have undue influence in these critical national security areas. So that's why I'm very concerned. And it's clear that with General Flynn leaving, it's in total disarray at the national security level. And the sooner we just get all the facts out there, is the faster we'll get to a point where we can put our national security in first place once again.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Listeners, stay with us. More to come. Coming up, what's the future of third parties in the U.S.? I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.